Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. As you know, on the final Friday of each and every month, we bestow the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor on a very deserving Central Virginia law enforcement officer. And we have had so many wonderful agencies represented. We've had so many wonderful men and women represented, police officers, deputy sheriffs, state police officers, state troopers, special agents from the federal government. And I will tell you that at the urging of Powhatan County Sheriff Brad Nunnally, we have an exceptional nominee for the month of October. Austin Schwartz is with us. And Austin, if I recall correctly, the title is Senior Detective at the Powhatan County Sheriff's Office. Am I correct, sir?
Senior Detective or Detective Sergeant, either one.
Well, which one do you prefer?
Detective Sergeant is probably more common.
Yeah, I'm thinking, absolutely. Yeah. I'm thinking if there's stripes involved, a senior just makes you sound old.
Yeah.
Sergeant means we got some stripes there, my friend.
There we go.
All right. Well, that I like. Detective Sergeant Austin Schwartz from the Powhatan County Sheriff's Office. Austin, number one, thank you for coming in to do this.
Thank you for having me.
I want us to talk a little bit about what you've done at the sheriff's office. And the sheriff told me that you actually started at the sheriff's office as an intern.
That's correct.
Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. Well, explain that and then explain this this whole adventure into the sheriff's office.
So I was going to VCU for my bachelor's degree in criminal justice. And part of that degree, I needed to intern somewhere. So I grew up in Powhatan. I lived in Powhatan. And it was easy for me to, you know, intern where I lived. And
right.
I loved it so much that I kept doing ride-alongs and so forth. Even after my internship was finished and, and kind of hung around until they gave me a job, I guess.
They were like, look, we're either going to have to kick you out or you're going to have to work.
Yep.
All right. Exactly. And you chose the work. What was it that drew you to criminal justice and law enforcement in the first place?
When I was younger, I had aspirations of going into the military. And then through high school, I realized I wanted to, you know, to kind of settle down and kind of stay put where I was at. And
right.
So law enforcement seemed like the natural next step for me.
Right.
I love, you know, being a part of the community that I work in and so
sure.
forth. I'm very connected to the Powhatan County. Like I said, I grew up there. And so being able to serve the county that I grew up in is kind of special to me.
I love that. I love the idea that you are that hometown guy. You love Powhatan, and this is a great way to give back to that community. Had you considered any other agencies besides the Powhatan County Sheriff's Office?
Certainly. So when I was getting my bachelor's degree, I thought about going either a state route or federal mm-hmm. or another local agency, but it was really that internship that I just kind of fell in love with the office. I fell in love with the community even more and just kind of was like, this is where I want to stay.
I love it. Detective Sergeant Austin Schwartz is joining us from the Powhatan County Sheriff's Office. He is the October recipient of our Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor. Any of those folks that you were interning for, are they still at the sheriff's office?
They are.
Yeah.
I remember doing ride-alongs with Deputy Wright, who's still one of our part-time SROs and so forth, and there's still a few of them. Lieutenant Durham, who's now my supervisor, was there at the time of my internship and so forth. So, of course, the sheriff and quite a few others.
Yeah. I got to think they're pretty proud of what you've become and what you're doing.
I'd like to think so, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm looking at the note here from the sheriff. I can tell you, Austin, that he's very, very, very proud. He describes you as one of the most dedicated and righteous deputies I have ever had the opportunity to work with. dedicated and righteous. Those are pretty solid words.
Those are.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So tell us, you graduate BCU, you've been hanging around at the Powhatan County Sheriff's Office. You finally say, look, I like it here. You guys are good. You're doing a great job. I want to be part of this. What's the process? Do you just go and ask the sheriff? Is there something more I got to think?
Actually, I didn't graduate from VCU and then get hired.
Oh.
I actually had to finish my degree while I was in the police academy. So I was taking online classes and everything like that. But during my internship, people approached me and said, you know, you should throw an application in. And so I did. And so I got hired in October of 2009 and finished my degree in December of that year.
Wow. All right. Well, that plays into the whole dedication thing, right? I mean, you're in the academy. You got a lot to learn there, a lot to do. That's a full day. And then you're doing classes online to finish up the degree as well.
Yeah.
That's impressive stuff. That's impressive stuff. So you graduate and then what? Where are you working in Powhatan? What are you doing?
Assigned to the patrol division, mostly night shift patrol.
Okay.
For those first several years. But I loved it. I love the job. I love the community. I love the work. And that's where I was at for the first 7 years of my career, was in patrol until I got moved over to criminal investigations.
Tell me a little bit about what you saw on patrol. Anything in particular that all these years later you think, I'm always going to remember that?
You know, there's anybody I think that's been in this career for any amount of time always has those certain calls that will probably stick with you forever.
Yeah.
I've got some of those, but some good.
Right.
Some not so good.
Right.
But I think that comes along with the job.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to have those calls that stick with you either one way or the other. But
so you love patrol. You're doing that for 7 years, but then are you thinking, hey, investigations is the way to go? Or is somebody else saying, hey, Austin, investigations is the way to go?
Probably a little bit of both.
Yeah.
You know, when I was on patrol, I think a lot of those that are in investigations now, we're still, you know, working a lot of our own cases while working the road.
Right.
And those end up, you know, getting promoted to detective and so forth, is what we see on a regular basis. And then, you know, you'd have people approach you and be like, hey, there might be a spot opening up in investigations, and you should put in for it. So a little bit of both there.
All right. So you do make the transition then. The sheriff says you were assigned to the patrol division, excelled in all areas, but you also volunteered for extra assignments. We're always looking for opportunities to help the community. So you were, to put it mildly, you've always been like the classic overachiever, haven't you?
I always liked getting out into the community. There was always one, like a church event or something that focused on first responders and so forth. I remember going out to one of our churches with Lieutenant Durham and, you know, putting out, you know, all of our equipment so that the kids could see it while the fire trucks were there, and we had police cars there and all that kind of stuff. So certainly I've done that since when I was on patrol, and, you know, every now and then still to this day.
I love it. Detective Sergeant Austin Schwartz is joining us, the October recipient of our Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor. Let's talk about the transition to investigations then, Austin. Where do we start, and what are we doing, and how do you wind up? I have to let everybody know we're going to talk a little bit about ICAC, which is an incredible assignment and at the same time an unbelievably difficult assignment. But you don't start out working ICAC cases, do you?
No, when I first got moved over investigations, all of our investigators are also general investigators. So we work everything from vandalisms to homicides and everything in between. But we all have our own specialties as well, for the most part. And then when I got moved over to investigations, we realized that nobody was trained up in doing ICAC work, which is Internet Crimes Against Children, and then digital forensics. So I got in touch with some great folks, from the Richmond Police Department, Bedford Sheriff's Office, and so forth, where we kind of got the training needed and so forth to start specializing in those types of cases.
Okay. Tell me about digital forensics.
Certainly. So electronics used for evidence. You know, that's one of the a critical piece of evidence in most of our investigations these days.
Okay.
Computers, cell phones, tablets, anything digital, and being able to process that evidence in a forensically sound manner to present it in court, in a courtroom setting.
Okay. Is it something that's sort of second nature to you? I think of it in a, I guess, in a generational way, right? I'm of an age where I can remember where we got computers and we got cell phones, and my sons have always had computers and have always had cell phones. And just rough gauging here, you're somewhere in the middle. You've always had some connection to this tech, right?
So I'm definitely not a natural when it comes to computers at all.
Okay.
Like, I had a laptop when I was in college, and I could turn it on, turn it off, and do what I needed to do on it. But when it comes to, like, breaking down a computer and pulling hard drives and knowing binary code and so forth, that I had no idea about any of that, right?
Oh, okay.
But I was able to find there's some federal programs out there that provided the training, not only the training, but also the equipment, one put on by the United States Secret Service, where I'd go down to Alabama, come back with a bunch of equipment, but more importantly, the knowledge that I needed to really use that equipment to process these cases and use that knowledge for our different criminal investigations.
Okay, for folks who listen to the true crime podcasts, right? They know that cell phones are pinging off of towers, and that becomes part of this, right? You could almost, like, geo-track where somebody is and how long they've been there.
Certainly, with the proper legal process and so forth, and search warrants, we can submit that legal process off to a carrier, a cell phone provider, to get that data and then process that data to figure out and track a person, and so forth.
Okay.
But digital forensics focus more on the device itself.
Okay.
Where, you know, we're extracting information from the device, which might have location data or certain messages, images, or something on the device that's pertinent to that criminal investigation.
All right. Should we feel confident in knowing that criminals, in many cases, still remain really stupid? That there are some really stupid criminals who are texting their friends saying, yes, at 3 o'clock, we're going to go hold up the bank?
On occasion, yes.
Right. Yeah. Okay. We mentioned ICAC, Internet Crimes Against Children, and we've had... You and I and the lieutenant were looking at our wall here for our Blue Friday honorees. Many of our detectives have worked those cases, and we've heard some of the stories. And invariably, we hear from those detectives, boy, this is the hardest thing I've ever had to do. Do you want to give everybody just a general frame of reference, what this sort of stuff involves, and how difficult is it to work for you as a decent guy, as a husband, as a dad?
So it involves investigating people that want to exploit or prey on children,
right,
using technology, using the internet, using devices, and so forth, in various different types of cases. And it is... it can be tasking at times, but it's also some of the most rewarding work that I've done for the sheriff's office as well.
Okay.
Some of the cases that I've worked, I look back on in a positive light that I got to be able to, I think, contribute to the disposition in those cases.
Okay. One of the guys that you pointed out on the wall, Kevin Heiner from RPD, was in here talking about it and also talked about the fact that it really, for him also, one of the most rewarding situations, because, you know, hopefully you saved a kid. You've rescued them from a terrible situation that they're still going to have to deal with. I mean, they've got to process it. But, man, now they've got an opportunity to move forward and, you know, live life.
Certainly. And just coincidentally, Kevin Heiner is one of the people that I reached out to initially, like, when I got into ICAC. So he was doing this well before I did, knows a whole lot more than I do, but that's somebody that a lot of us that have, you know, been assigned ICAC cases have leaned on over the years for that knowledge and so forth. So
right.
Kevin's a great guy, and I'm very thankful to say that I've gotten to work with him closely for the past several years.
Yeah. Yeah, he is absolutely salt of the earth. Detective Sergeant Austin Schwartz joining us from the Powhatan County Sheriff's Office. He's our October Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honoree. I mentioned to you, Austin, that there were a couple of things that the sheriff had to say that you should hear. He said about you, he said, you quickly became the go-to guy when it came to working with youth safety, whether it was doing ID kits for kids at events, presenting programs like Hidden in Plain Sight. And he also talked here. Let me share this with you. He brought the office into an active role with the ICAC task force. And tell us what that means, task force. Who are you working with as part of a task force?
So there's two different task forces that I'm on related to ICAC. So you have the Southern Virginia Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force, so ICAC. And then the FBI's Child Exploitation Task Force that I've been on for several years. And what that gives us the opportunity to do, where, yes, we gain the experience by going out to other jurisdictions and assisting them with their investigations.
Okay.
But also, we're able to bring, where Powhatan, we currently have 5 investigators. We're able to bring 20 investigators out that not only assist us with our investigation, but are very attuned to working those types of cases, right? And
gotcha.
So they've got the knowledge behind them. We work great as a team, and we can bring them out to Powhatan County to assist us with our investigations as well.
I love that. Let's talk about some of the cooperation. You and I actually were in a class a few weeks back setting up more things to do with peer support, and there were folks there from Goochland County. And I've got to think that given the relative sizes, Goochland and Powhatan in terms of area, but also in terms of population and staffing for the respective sheriff's offices, you guys are working closely, I'd imagine, on a lot of stuff.
Certainly.
Yeah. What are the benefits of being in Powhatan then?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like getting to work with other agencies, especially doing the digital forensics portion that I've done over the years. You know, we don't just examine devices for Powhatan.
Right.
Sometimes we'll have outside agencies reach out to us that we may have certain technologies that they may not, and can assist them with their investigations in those aspects as well.
I love it. So you're happy as the detective sergeant in investigations. Is this where you want to run the rest of the career? Are you looking at anything else?
You know what? I'm real happy where I'm at. It's really rewarding work. I will say investigations, we are a small division.
Right.
And we all work really, really well together. We all, and I like that the group we have. So,
yeah.
Like I said, I'm happy where I'm at. And I think it's that small dynamic, and we've got a good group that we fit well together. All the personalities, personalities fit together. And, it's a good group to be a part of.
You are part of peer support now. You and I are both sitting here as certified in that area of peer support. What was the motivation to jump into that?
Looking back at my career, you know, having somebody that you can go to and speak to issues about that, you know, I looked back and said, you know, that might have been nice for certain times within my career, and be able to give back to, especially the newer guys that are coming into the career. I think it is a great opportunity, and I look forward to that.
Yeah.
I think it's an important part to be able to lean on those, especially ones that have the experience, the years of service, and that they do.
Yeah. Yeah. I just think it's an amazing thing to do. I am looking at this last thing, Austin, and I don't want you to blush when I read this, but I'm going to read it to you anyway. The sheriff wrote, Austin Schwartz shies away from personal recognition, but he is truly one of our best and deserves this honor. That, again, I'm thinking the sheriff kind of likes what you do and maybe even likes you as a person, right?
I'm very thankful to get to work for Brad Nunley.
Yeah.
He's been great to me. My entire supervision and command staff has been great. I've gotten opportunities within my career that I'm so thankful for.
Yeah.
So, very thankful for that.
Well, we are thankful that you're doing the work, and I'm personally so thankful that you came in to be part of this. We've got folks who are listening. They've got perhaps younger kids. Maybe there's somebody at VCU right now trying to figure out what way they want to go. Would you recommend law enforcement as a career?
Absolutely. It's it can be very rewarding work. Making sure that you develop that community aspect, making sure that it's, you know, you look at the bigger picture on how you can help.
Right.
You know, one of the things that we, if I may, one of the things that I realized doing ICAC is a lot of those cases would resolve overseas. So like you got to focus on the education portion of that as well. So that's
sure.
One thing that we've done is we go into the schools and, you know, age-appropriate education on how to be safe on your devices and what to share and what not to share and that sort of thing. So that's combining the love of the job and the community and so forth has been great.
Yeah. Well, listen, Powhatan County, in my opinion, is fortunate, certainly, to have Brad Nunnally as the sheriff. I think he's just an incredible guy and doing an incredible job. But that is also representative of the agency. That is all about the men and women he's got within the sheriff's office. You guys do incredible work out there. I have dear friends who live in Powhatan, and they just have nothing but good things to say, even when it's not necessarily what you might think is a positive interaction. When you have people say, yeah, I did get the ticket, but boy, the deputy's, he was really nice. I still got the ticket. But he was really nice, and he was professional, and you know what? He was right. That's it.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Neat takeaway from that sort of an interaction, don't you think?
It is. It is. And just as I'm fortunate to work with some great people within the sheriff's office, I'm also equally as fortunate to work within a great community of Powhatan County.
Yeah. Well, we are just thrilled, absolutely thrilled to have you as our Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday honoree, Austin. And I told you there's some gifts involved with this, and they've all been cleared with the sheriff. You can take them. There's nothing here that's going to get you like I said, moved into a higher tax bracket. Your retirement is safe and secure because none of this stuff is getting you even an hour closer to retirement. But we've got some Jeff Katz stuff that we always give away, and that includes a very special Blue Friday challenge coin that only our Blue Friday honorees get. And those are given out thanks to Michael McTurnan, who was one of Jan McTurnan's sons. He owns and operates Prince George Towing down on the south side. And he foots the bill for these challenge coins. And so every one of our honorees gets those. I should tell you a little bit about Jan as well. Jan was a United States Marine and a Richmond police officer. She retired as a lieutenant out of major crimes and homicide. And Jan was doing these things when, for the most part, there weren't a lot of women on the job. And Jan was an amazing woman. And when I came to Central Virginia, Jan kind of adopted me like a stray puppy. And I became part of that McTernan family. And I just absolutely, I love Jan. I absolutely love Jan. And when she passed away a couple of years ago, I reached out to Richard, her other son, who is at the Richmond Police Academy. He's an instructor over there and an acting sergeant. And Michael, and I said, what do you think about renaming this Blue Friday thing? Could we do it in honor, in memory of your mom? And we all laughed because Jan, in all candor, Austin, she would be livid. I mean, she would be, you know what, angry because she was about the mission, right? She, I guess a little bit like this Austin Schwartz character from Powhatan. She wasn't looking for any recognition. She wasn't looking for anybody to give her high five. She wanted the job done. So Richard and Michael and I will have to answer to Jan at some point. But by God, we named it in her memory, and we've got a few other things for you. I would imagine that you've heard of chocolate. There's a great store in Carytown called For the Love of Chocolate, and that is all they sell. And it is chocolate from all over the world. It is delicious. You've got a great gift card from them to go over there and visit with them, get plenty of chocolate, and then get some extra chocolate because it's going to go fast. I'm just giving the heads up on that. I got a friend of mine, Laura Sylvester, who is an amazing baker. And Laura, in fact, just won the Richmond Times-Dispatch Best of Richmond as Best Bakery. She set up a little thing called the Pie Safe Baking Company a few years back. She does all the Katz family birthday cakes and everything else. So you've got a gift certificate from Laura. Get a cake of some sort or cookies. I'm not necessarily biased, but I will tell you the Julia Katz cookies are probably the best. They're named for my daughter. We've got my friend Tony Brewster, who every year puts on a golf tournament. And so Tony foots the bill for some gift cards and gift certificates. You've got those. Perhaps one of your Powhatan neighbors, Jamie Walter, and her kids, of course, Mike Walter's family, they put together a little envelope here with some gifts and a note, which you just need to read. I'm just gonna tell you that. You have a thin blue line flag coming your way. That is from Pastor Steve Boots out at Mount Victory Baptist Church. He's also the lead police chaplain for the Henrico County Police Division. And he's an amazing woodworker. And he makes and donates these flags every single month for our honorees. So we are grateful for that. You've got a little something new for the range. Lieutenant said it was range week. So my friends over at United States Concealed Carry Association have donated a really good quality range bag. I'm just telling you, it's a good one. So we're going to put all of that stuff in there. And then you have, I think, one of the most special parts of this. Emily Morrissey is a young lady who lives down in Chesterfield. And Emily is now 27. She has CP and a number of other special needs. And during her time in school for therapy, they had her working with beads. And she really loves working with beads. So her parents, Dan and Kristen Morrissey, her brother PJ Morrissey, set up a company. It's called Emily's Bracelets. Website is emilysbracelets.com. And she makes them for every holiday, every sports team, every college. And a few years back, I prevailed upon her to start doing thin blue line bracelets. So she does them. And I, to this day, still wear what was the original prototype. And you can wear it any way you want. I will tell you, however, that my promise to Emily was that I can't swear I'm going to wear a bracelet every day, but I will wear a bracelet on every day that ends in Y. And so far, by gosh, I have kept my my promise. So you have those gifts, Austin, but you also have our appreciation and our thanks and some clear appreciation from the sheriff and the other residents of Powhatan County.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much for all the gifts, and I'm truly honored to be here. Thank you.
You are more than deserving, my friend. And I will remind everybody that is Detective Sergeant Austin Schwartz from the Powhatan County Sheriff's Office. He is our October recipient of the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday Honor. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.